The reading this morning is from the International Children's Version, Romans 1, 1-7, from Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus. God called me to be an apostle and chose me to tell the good news. God promised this good news long ago through his prophets. That promise is written in the Holy Scriptures. The good news is about God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As a man, he was born from the family of David, but through the Spirit of holiness, he was declared to be God's Son with great power by rising from death. Through Christ, God gave me the special work of an apostle. This was to lead people of all nations to believe and obey. I do this work for Christ, and you who are in Rome are also called to belong to Jesus Christ. This letter is to all of you in Rome, whom God loves and has called to be his holy people. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ show you kindness and give you peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Father God, we thank you so much that you are a God that's given good news to us. And we pray, Lord, that as we think about what that is now, we ask, Lord, that you will encourage our hearts and help us to see the wonderful news you have for us and for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now this morning we're thinking about a Bible word. And the Bible word that's repeated in different places throughout the Bible, in other versions of the Bible, it was in a passage just read, it's the word gospel. Gospel. Now I wonder if any of the young ones here this morning know what the word gospel means. Does anyone know what the word gospel means? No? Any slightly older ones know what the word gospel means? Thank you very much. Jill, it means good news. So whenever you hear the word gospel, you know it means good news. But it's not just any old good news. The word gospel describes news that needs to be announced to all. News that needs to be spread abroad. Not just news to be kept to yourself. A bit like the fact that Newcastle is currently third in the Premiership. You know, that just needs to be announced and celebrated. Well, maybe not good news for all of you. Well, like the news we thought of at the beginning of the service in the 1966 World Cup, when England won the World Cup, that was news that across the country we just wanted to tell everybody about. Well, Neil did because he was around then, but the rest of us can only imagine what it was like. The gospel describes such good news that it literally should make you want to hug complete strangers and sing out loud for joy. The word gospel describes good news to shout about, to sing about, to spread abroad. Well, what is the gospel? What is the good news? Well, as our reading explained that we had earlier, one of our questions asked in the quiz, what is the good news, the gospel about? Well, it's all about a person. The person of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and what he's done for us in history. It's the message that the whole of the scriptures, the whole of the Bible points to and speaks about. And because the Bible is a big book, if we're to understand the gospel, it helps us to have a kind of summary of it, a simplified version to help us remember what the gospel is. Otherwise, in order to understand it, you've got to read the Bible from the beginning right the way through to the end, and that'll take you a long time. And that's really what I'd like to do this morning. I'd like to try and give you a summary of the gospel, a summary in diagram form. It's useful to know something like this, firstly to help you remember what the gospel is, the sort of gospel in a nutshell, but it also helps you to share the gospel with others, because as we've already noted, the gospel, the good news, is meant to be shared, it's meant to be passed on. So at this point, I need to switch to my computer. Good, that's working. So here's a summary of the gospel, okay, to help you understand the gospel and to help you hopefully be able to pass it on to others. I'm going to give you a copy of this at the end if anyone wants it to take away. So the good news begins with God. And the good news of the gospel is that God is the loving ruler of the world. And that's why he's drawn here as a crown. God is the loving ruler of the world because he's king of the world. He made the world. And he made the world much better than I'm making this crown. He made the world and he made people to rule the world under him. But is that the way it is now? Well, no. Now, we are all on the wrong side of a very big divide, with us on one side and God on the other. And the reason that we are far from God, the reason we're on this side here, is because we've all rejected our ruler God and tried to run life our own way without him. In effect, we've all said to God, shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your rules. That attitude is what the Bible calls sin. What is sin? In essence, it's saying, shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your rules. And that's the attitude the Bible calls sin. But you know, we fail to rule ourselves, our society, or the world. And our sin has left us far away from God and deserving his judgment both now and eternally. You know, sometimes people think that they can solve this problem of this big gap between us and God because of our sin. They think they can solve this problem by building their own bridge over to God's side. And two common ways of doing this is firstly, through trying to do good. But as you can see, it doesn't bridge the gap. Another way that people try to bridge this gap is through being religious, like perhaps going to church or saying your prayers or reading books. But both of these, all bridges in fact, that we try to build back to God, always fail. However, God stepped in and gave a solution, the solution. Because God sent his son, Jesus, into the world. Jesus always lived under God's rule. He never rebelled or rejected God like we have done. And yet by going to the cross, Jesus died in our place and he bought forgiveness. What's more, God raised Jesus from the dead and made him ruler of the world. It means that Jesus has conquered death. He can now give us new life, and he will return as king to judge the world one day. Well, having provided a way for us to come back to God, the Bible says that now God calls all people to cross over to him. And the way I do that is by trusting Jesus, firstly, as my rescuer. I need to trust him as my rescuer because he died on the cross to save me. And then I need to submit to him as my ruler because he was raised from the dead to rule over me. The thing is, we need to cross over, don't we? And the moment I trust in Jesus to rescue me, and I submit to Jesus as my ruler, the moment I do that, I literally cross over back to God's side. And the moment I trust in Jesus as my rescuer and submit to him as my ruler, God forgives me. He sends his spirit to live in my life. He makes me part of his family, the church. And he promises me eternal life forevermore. This is a summary of the good news in the Bible. The good news that we can all be friends with God again through Jesus and what he's done. I wonder, as you look at that diagram, I wonder where you would place yourself on that diagram. I wonder, where would you place yourself? Which person do you think represents a Christian? Which person in this diagram do you think represents a Christian? Marion.
The one on the side of God.
Absolutely. The one over here, this one here, she can't see it there, can you? I'm doing it in the wrong place. This one here, he represents a Christian because he is someone who's crossed over the bridge. In other words, he's trusted in Jesus and he's come back into relationship with God. And also he's accepted Jesus as his ruler, which is why he's living under the big crown with a J. That's what a Christian is. It's someone who submits to Jesus as their ruler, someone who's trusting in Jesus as their rescuer. And that is what a Christian is there. Absolutely right. Now, someone may be wondering, what do I need to do to cross over? How do I trust in Jesus? How does it actually happen? Well, there are three simple words to help you cross over. And the first word is sorry. Sorry for going my own way. The second word is thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to be my rescuer and to be my ruler. And then thirdly, please. Please forgive me and send your Holy Spirit into my life. That's how you become a Christian. That's how you cross over. That's how you trust in Jesus as your rescuer and your ruler, by saying, sorry, God, thank you for what you've done in Jesus, and please come and live in my life and forgive me. Maybe this morning you realise that you're not a Christian. Maybe you realise you're still far from God over on the left side of this diagram. But you want to cross over and accept Jesus into your life today. Well, if you do, why not consider praying that prayer I just mentioned to you, saying sorry, thank you and please to God. I've got some copies of that if anyone would like it afterwards. And if you'd like to become a Christian today and know the assurance of forgiveness with God and eternal life with God and God living in your life now and forevermore, I can give you a copy of that prayer and you can say it today and you can cross over back into relationship with God. And I've also got some copies this morning of this diagram with the text that I read to you. And what I've tried to do this week is actually learn that text off by heart. Because it's a really good thing to learn, because often people ask us about our Christian faith. And it says in 1 Peter that we should always be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have. So if you think, I don't really know a summary of the gospel, please come and see me afterwards. So I've got a lot of copies of it here with the diagrams. It helps teach you how to draw the diagrams. And it helps you with what you can say if somebody asks you that. It's also a good idea to be able to draw something like this, because if you explain it to somebody else, it means they've got a little diagram on the back of an envelope or whatever, wherever you've drawn it, to be able to take away and think more about. Understanding the gospel, a summary of the gospel, is a great thing for us all to do and a great thing for us all to learn. So if anyone wants a copy of that prayer afterwards, come and see me afterwards. I'd love to give one of those to you. And if you'd like a copy of this gospel summary, come and see me afterwards as well. Because this is good news. The best news that our world could ever hear.